Agenda item one, chairman's notices. Please be aware sound recordings of any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the council's website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be given permission to be included in the recording. In the event of a fire, a siren will sound. Please use the fire exits marked the green running man. The assembly point is outside the main entrance to the council offices. Please gather there and wait further instruction. Please be advised of the different levels of flooring within the council chamber. There are steps behind the main hall show as well as to the side of the room. And this meeting is being monitored by CCTV. Thank you, members. Agenda item two, apologies for absence. Ms. Bird.
Thank you, Chairman. Apologies for receipt from Councillor Perrin.
And Councillor? Miss Beale. Thank you. Agenda item three, declaration of interest. To declare the existence and nature of any personal or personal and prejudicial interest relating to items on the agenda having regard to paragraphs 8 to 12 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. And you are reminded that you are required to declare interest as soon as they become aware you should be need should the need arise during the meeting. Members, any interest? Councillor Durham.
Thank you, Member. Thank you, Chairman. A non-pecuniary interest as a member of Essex County Council for any items pertaining to that organisation. Thank you.
Councillor Channer.
Thank you, Chairman. The same. Non-pecuniary member of Essex County Council should anything pertain to that or relate to it in any way, Chairman.
Thank you. Agenda item four, minutes of the 12th of September 2019, contained on pages 7 to 20. Just to confirmation only, please. Page 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, Mrs. Stamp.
Chairman, agenda item for page 18, minute number 397. I'd just like to correct it. It should read life, not live. And it should also say by Lord Paul Bew, pages 12, section 3.3. Otherwise, it's not very clear of the evidence that I was using, Chairman, when I asked that question.
Right, we're sorry.
Page 18, Chairman.
Yeah, I've got that, 397. Which paragraph?
Where it says life, not live, yeah.
That's in the first paragraph, is it?
Yes, yeah. Chairman.
And the other issue is in the same paragraph?
No, it's just that, sir, Chairman. You have to say Lord Paul Bew, page 12, section 3.3.
Do you?
Yes, because that's important. I brought two bits of information to the council meeting that was relevant, and it only states one of them. Otherwise, it doesn't read properly, Chairman.
Well, if you say so.
I do.
I've not got any strong feelings about it. Members, agreed?
Thank you.
Right, page 18... 19, 20, so move.
Three.
Thank you. Agenda item 5, public questions. I'm not aware that there are any. Agenda item 6, chairman's of announcements. For this extraordinary meeting, I have none. Agenda item 7. To consider the minutes of the under-mentioned committees. One is the P&L, which is on page 21 to 28. The other is on the supplementary pack, and I think it's 7 to something or other. Okay, Councillor Mrs. Channer, please, would you like to present your minutes?
Thank you, Chairman. I rise to present the minutes for noting of the Planning and Licensing Committee held on in this chamber on the 5th of September, found on pages... Where's it gone? Simon can't get the...
21 to 28.
21 to 28, Chairman, and move them for noting.
Is that seconded? Thank you.
Do you want me to go through
each of them? Just page by page, right. Just quickly.
Page 21, page 22, page 23, page 24, page 25, page 26, page 28, 7, page 28. Move them, Chairman, for noting.
Noted?
Noted.
Thank you. Right, now we go to the supplementary pack. Which is page 3 under 7B, the minutes of the Finance and Corporate Services Committee. Councillor Harker.
Thank you, Chairman. I rise to present the minutes of the Finance and Corporate Services Committee meeting held in this chamber on the 24th of September, contained on pages 3 to 9, or in old money 434 to 440, and move their reception. Thank
noted.
You. Thank you.
Yep.
Page 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I so move.
Agreed. Noted. Right. Thank you. And then on to agenda item 8, which is the minutes of the council for. Noting. Are they noted?
Noted.
Then we go on to agenda item 9, question in accordance with procedure rule 6.2, of which notice has been given, and Councillor Swain has availed himself correctly of the constitution and put in a question which is contained on page 11 of your supplementary pack. Councillor Swain, do you want to actually put your question and receive the answer, or do you want to just for members to note the questions and answers?
I'm happy that members can read the question and the answer, but I just hope that the answer to the first part will be as specific and clear as the answer to the second part when I see the minutes of the relevant working group.
Thank you. Noted.
Noted.
Right. Then we go on to agenda item 10, appointment of memberships on committees of the council, and this is a report of the head of paid service with the recommendations contained under 2, under little 1 to 3. Mr. Holmes, you put in this?
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, members. Yes, this report is to consider the appointment of membership of committees of the council for the remainder of the municipal year in light of the new council committee structure agreed by this council. As Chairman has indicated, a number of recommendations are set out at point 2. I refer to point 3 of the report on page 15. This is regarding political balance. So in the light of the new committee structure agreed by council, it is necessary to review the proposed seats on the committee. By law, seats on the committee must be allocated in proportion to political composition of the council. Under 3.2, you will see that two political groups constituted for the purpose of political balance are the Conservatives and Independents, of 17 members for Conservative and 13 for Independent. It should also be noted that in addition to the above, Councillor Morris is not aligned to a political group and is therefore not covered by the political balance provisions. However, paragraph 4.3 of this report suggests that the Council considers allocating him a position on the committee. The Conservative group has the majority of members of this council, so it has a right to request the majority of every committee. Under section 3.5 of this report, the council is asked to ratify the allocation of seats on committees, and you'll see those set out within the table below. Section 3.5.1 deals with the investigating and disciplinary panel, and again you will see the makeup, and it is suggested that membership is drawn from a pool of 10 named councillors. 3.5.2 of this report deals with the Appointments Committee, and this, the members are required to appoint members to serve on the newly appointed established Appointments Board. In terms of reference to the board, provide that two members to serve in addition to the leader or deputy leader of the council, opposition leader or deputy, and chairman or vice chairman of the Strategy and Resources and Performance and Governance and Audit Committees. 3.6 of the report highlights the fact that it is noted that the new committee structure removed the concept of ex officio appointments to the committees, including the three area planning committees. Section 4 of the report details the nominations from the leader of the Conservative Group and the leader of the Independent Group. And finally, on page 18 of the report, under 4.3, you will see it is suggested that Council considers allocating a place on the Strategy and Resources Committee for Councillor Morris. Thank you, Chairman.
This is a matter of fact. Members agree the three recommendations?
Agreed.
Councillor Morris.
I'd like to ask for a recorded vote and rule 13, brackets 3, please, for this.
Is that seconded? That's seconded. Would you call the roll? And this is to agree all three recommendations. Again, if you're for the recommendations, you say for. If you're against, you say against.
So abstain.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Holmes.
Chairman, may I remain seated so I can mark the sheet?
Chairman, can we see the recommendations?
Sorry. Carry on.
Thank you. Councillor Bamford. Councillor Bassinger. Councillor Beale. Councillor Bell. Councillor Boyce.
For.
Councillor Channer.
For.
Councillor Dewick.
For.
Councillor Durham.
For.
Councillor Edwards.
Against.
Councillor Fleming.
For.
Councillor Fluker.
For.
Councillor Harker.
For.
Councillor Hurd.
Against.
Councillor Hull. Councillor Jarvis.
For.
Councillor Keyes.
For.
Councillor Lagan.
Against.
Councillor Mays.
Against.
Councillor Morley.
For.
Councillor Morris.
Against.
Councillor Nunn.
Against.
Councillor Shaughnessy.
Against.
Councillor Siddle.
For.
Councillor Skeens.
Against.
Councillor Stamp.
Against.
Councillor Stilts.
Against.
Councillor Swain.
Against.
Councillor Thompson.
For.
Councillor Miss White.
For.
Thank you.
That's passed 15-14. Now, that I think, leaves a bit of a problem, because, as I understand it, the appointment... I've got problems with the independents, why they are not supporting their own recommendation, but you must have your reasons. I think that the recommendation 1 is certainly carried, and I think recommendation 2 is certainly carried, and that subject to 1, that 3, the membership of the following committees of the council for the remainder of the current municipal year. Miss Holmes, can you advise me, please?
Yes, Chairman. In relation to Councillor Morris's appointment, that has to be made by unanimous vote, which obviously hasn't been the case this evening, in which case he is, according to the regulations, not able to sit on that committee, and another member of the independent group will need to be put forward to sit on that committee.
Thank you. Councillor Morris, you've just been told that the council... It has not been unanimous. Your appointment, therefore, has not been confirmed, and the independents have got the opportunity to appoint another of their members into that committee.
As they should, sir, as well. They're not obliged to give me any seat.
No, they're not.
I don't want to take a seat from another independent councillor, and I'd just like it noted for and on the record that I am now an elected representative that is not allowed to speak at committee or sit on committee, which is not why I'm here. I would also ask you why my request for a question under Rule 6 has been denied.
Can I take that second bit in a minute and just complete the business of appointments to the independence appointments to the committees. Councillor Hurd, as I understand it at the moment, you have voted against your own nominations, and therefore, technically, the only people on these committees are Conservatives, but which is ridiculous. So, can you would you like to explain to the council why you voted against your own nominations?
I will, Chairman. First of all, that we voted on all three of those en bloc.
Yeah.
And it says that the council notes the nomination of the leader of the Conservative group and the leader of the Independent group to those places.
Yeah.
And yes, I would agree that that is the case. But what we are suggesting is that the membership of those committees is not politically balanced. And what is happening is we've got 45% of this council and we're only entitled to 40%. And what we would like is more representation, not only on these...
Councillor Hurd, is the law. Holmes.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, the political breakdown is set out in law. Chairman, the motion has been passed. So the issue of independence not being on those groups is not technically correct because the motion has been passed. So those members are able, barring Councillor Morris, to sit on those committees.
Okay, thank you for correcting me. Councillor Hurd, you was speaking. Do you wish to make a further nomination to the Strategy and Resources Committee in place of Councillor Morris?
Yes, I will. I'd like it known that I would have liked Councillor Morris to have been offered a place, but in the light of this vote, I will recommend that Councillor Swain is...
Is that agreed by Council?
Agreed.
Thank you. Councillor Morris.
I'd just like to make the point that it's a little bit quaint that you guys are relying on law when for the whole week you've been telling me that Constitution trumps law and have denied me my right to free speech. Could please discuss my question under Rule 6,
Councillor
please, Chair?
Please be seated for a minute. The Constitution is taken from the law. It doesn't trump the law. Or the law trump the Constitution. The Constitution is taken from the law and is a similar constitution to most other councils. Now, you raised an issue of a question under 6.2. And if I can find my paperwork, I'll try and answer it for you. And that is that the rule states... if you get to the part that you're talking about, which is Rule 6, paragraph 3, little b, with the permission of the chairman, that's the first thing to note, put to him or the chairman of any committee, which is irrelevant because you've put it to me, any question relating to urgent business of which such notice has not been given, but a copy of any such question shall, if possible, be delivered to the head of paid service not later than 10 o'clock in the morning of the day of the meeting. Now, you were given the opportunity to advise the head of paid service what the nature of your question is. How can I determine whether your question is A, urgent, B, a matter that this council has to deal with, and I am in a position where I have ruled that you cannot ask a question under that rule. Now, Councillor Swain had the same similar position at the last meeting, and he has learnt how to use Rule 6.2,
and that is my ruling.
I stand under British law and under the Human Rights Act of 98. I have a freedom to speak. I am exercising that right. I will not be silenced.
Council Morris, I would like to still ask the question.
Very rude to interrupt, sir.
In this council chamber, Councillor Morris, you only have the right to speak under our constitution.
That does not go above British law.
Yes, you cannot deny me the right to speak.
I have a right to speak, which is enshrined by law.
No, Councillor Morris, you have not got the right to speak outside of our constitution.
Your constitution is not legislation, sir.
It is, and I'm not arguing...
I would like to ask the monitoring officer if it is primary or secondary legislation.
I'm not asking any more questions on this issue.
I will speak if I need to, Chair.
No, you will not.
Yes, I will.
I have ruled.
I am.
I have ruled. If you continue like that, I will ask for your removal.
Well, you can ask for my removal, but I am a democratically elected representative that has been put here by the people to ask questions. I will be quiet once I've asked my question, sir.
No, you will not ask your question.
I will ask my question.
You will not ask your
question. I will ask my question.
You will not.
I will ask my question.
Can I have a motion that the member be no longer heard? Is that seconded? Those in favour, please show.
You do not have the right to take away my rights.
Is anybody counting? Those against? That's carried. Councillor Morris, the result of that is if you do not be quiet, you will be asked to leave this council chamber.
Then you can ask me to leave. I will not be silenced. I'm a democratically elected representative. No, sir. I have been duly appointed. I have a mandate. I will not be leaving this chamber. I've asked to speak. I've been denied that. That is against my Article 10 of the Human Rights Act,
rubbish.
The Human Rights Act is rubbish.
Councillor Hurd. Councillor Morris, I might add that if you think your human rights have been interfered with, I'll quite happily go with you to the Court of Human Rights and defend my position.
Great. So we'll leave it to that. That would be great.
Councillor Hurd.
Chairman, I'd like to call for restraint on all areas of this. Here we are again, playing politics. I don't think that this is the right way for this council to go on. The only reason that it has been in this vein is because of the constant exclusion of the independent group. And I'm very, very sad to see this happen, because what we're doing here is we are wasting time trying to score points when all we want to do is to be heard.
Thank you for that, Councillor Hurd. I don't think that I'm playing politics. I'm just trying to work to have the council operate in a legal and constructive way.
Is it legal, Chair, to have a councillor bully the rest of the councillors to draw his finger across the throat to other councillors and to make homophobic remarks in full council? Is that running this council properly? I'm sorry, I will not be being moved. I'm here democratically. You have no right to remove me. I am here for the people that I represent.